majority of the U.S. Midwest weather is just about ideal for this time of the year. We're going to see a good mix of rain and sunshine occur with warm temperatures prevailing across a big part of the region over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. Everybody gets rain at one time or another, and the precipitation should be sufficiently distributed so that there's no one that's significantly left out. Now, there will be some areas that will see less rain than others, and the ground may firm up a little bit for a little while, but it's not going to lead to widespread problems with crop production potential. Subsoil moisture is still plentiful across the region. If we go into a period of drier weather, which is not expected right now, but if we were to do so, we'll likely see the crops survive off of subsoil moisture for a while. Looks like the pollination process should go very well across a big part of the Midwest. Only those crops that were planted very late would still run a risk of being a little short on moisture if the worst case scenario were to come around over this next couple of weeks. And that worst case scenario would be a ridge of high pressure with no rain and very warm temperatures. But that is not in the forecast, not officially. The outlook is still going to be promoting a fairly frequent changing weather pattern that will offer some warm days and then some cooler air and once in a while scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring as we transition from one air mass to the other. And the end result should be favorable for most of the crop regions. Fieldwork will advance around whatever shower activity is going to occur, and the majority of the precipitation is not expected to be excessively great. With temperatures each afternoon running early this week in the 80s and a few upper 70s in the north, and then cooling to the middle 70s and a few lower 80s as we get into the middle to latter part of this week, will be almost ideal for crop development. The low temperatures at night will likely fall back again into the 50s, maybe even a couple of upper 40s in the far northern parts of the region as we get into this cooler air mass during mid to late week, and that will give the crop adequate rest at night so that it can continue an aggressive development rate as we move through the daylight hours. We'll expect the temperatures to turn warmer again as we get into the coming weekend and the early part of next week, with widespread 80s likely again and some lower 90s expected. Some of the western and southernmost portions of the Corn Belt will see temperatures in the 80s and certainly into the lower and some middle 90s periodically over the next couple of weeks. The heat, though, is not expected to be a festering event that is going to come with no opportunity for rain, and that's why I say there'll be a good mix of weather for most of those areas. And it's not just the U.S. Midwest that will be encountering this favorable environment. Most of the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states will experience very similar conditions, and it looks like even in hard red winter wheat country where harvesting is underway, there will be a better week of weather ahead here where not much precipitation will occur, and that the fieldwork will be able to advance right around whatever shower and thunderstorm activity may evolve. We expect next week to maybe be a little bit wetter across the central plains, and that may disrupt field work a little bit more significantly, but the bottom line impact may not be all that dramatic. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.